Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
This is Jaguars Postgame. Everybody's happy tonight as the Jags come away with a 25-24 win over the New York Giants. Giants dropped their seventh straight. They're 3-9. The Jags improved to 2-10. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor from the HananiaAutos.com studio at EverBank Field. This game was 21-0, New York. The Jaguars come roaring back in the second half, and they asked a little more of the defense. They come away with a couple of defensive scores today, Fred, and turn this game upside down.
Defense. I mean, defense. We've been preaching all year that defense is the heartbeat of the team. Finally had an opportunity to see them finish a ball game. Second half, they were all over the place. They stayed in and created turnovers, very opportunistic, capitalized on those, and just closed the game out the way you're supposed to do it.
Not only defense, Fred, but then to get the help from the offense, to get the touchdown pass to Marquise Lee, and then when they needed a drive to get themselves in scoring position, to have Blake Bortles and that young offense respond.
Yeah.
This was the best scenario I think you could have had. The defense didn't carry them all the way. They got them to the doorstep. The offense had to finish them off.
These are the sort of games you want to see. I mean, right there, they complemented each other really well. The quarterback, no turnovers. You know, he was able to control the ball. The run game wasn't great, but they did enough. They were able to move the chains a little bit. And again, that defense, man, that D-line, they were flying. They were all over the place, and that's what we needed.
And then to have Scobie come on has been no automatic thing with this team this year. 43 yards. For him to pound that one right down Main Street and then kick the next one out of the end zone with no chance for a return. Maybe, I don't know what's been going on with the special teams. Maybe that's what they needed to come through in a pressure moment and deliver like that.
We've seen a lot of that from Josh. You know, he comes through in those clutch situations. You know, whatever it was, whatever it might have been, they got it done. And the bottom line in this game, a lot of times, you don't want to search for certain things. You just want to execute. And thankfully for us, everyone, you know, played a fairly good game today, and we got the win. Much-needed homecoming win.
J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor from the HananiaAutos.com studio at EverBank Field. Jaguars postgame. We're awaiting Gus Bradley. He'll visit with Jeff Loggeman outside of the Jaguars locker room. The first word with the head coach coming up in just a moment. In a situation where you want Blake Bortles in that type of situation. 2-3 minute drive. He's proven that he is very capable of executing that type of drive, and he had the chance to do it for a game winner today.
Yeah, he got it done. I think a couple weeks back I said football is all about situational ball, giving situational opportunities and knowing when to make certain decisions. And in that particular point in time, he looked like a veteran. He threw the rookie tag out. And he did his job. He led us the way, and we got the W.
And, Fred, after some early three and outs, too, I think Jed Fish going to more rollouts, moving the pocket. And I think Blake just on his own, even when he was in the pocket, when the pressure got there, he used his feet more today. And then clearly as the game went on, that read option play was big for this football team. They got the athleticism of Blake Bortles more involved than he's been the last few weeks.
They were able to figure out that the Giants, the ends, they were just collapsing the pockets. But if you give them a run play action threat, and then roll out, you're going to get the same routes by the receivers on the back end. And Blake, I think he's more efficient when he's out of the pocket. He gets out and he stands up a big target and he just zips the ball in there. And Jed, he did a great job at calling the plays, changing up, mixing it up, first, second down. I want to see more of this to finish the year off.
Yeah, more tempo. We saw some tempo early in the first half. They try to, you know, go with a higher pace. And it just seems like when you put Blake in those situations, he responds more instinctively. You know, still have to go through your reads and go through the progressions and all that, but he doesn't think his way through the plays when you get him moving his feet, get the blood flowing a little bit.
Yeah, and give him that opportunity. Again, they called pretty good plays. The runs were, you know, fairly good. They were moving the ball. They weren't just getting stuffed. And the opportunity to be on the edge. The receivers came to play. Blake, he gunned it in there. And, again, young, but – he's been a gunslinger the whole year, and he's fearless.
You know, and too, with the turnover situation, Fred, last week they got the turnovers in the first half. They couldn't convert them into points. Defense took care of that today. Big play by Colvin to scoop and score.
Let's go to the Jaguars locker room. Jeff Lagerman has the first word with a happy head coach, Gus Bradley. Jeff.
All right, thank you, JP. Gus, the greatest comeback in Jaguars team history, coming back from a 21-point deficit, and boy, your defense got it done in the second half.
They really did. You know, I think, coming in at halftime, thank God for that halftime. We got a chance to kind of regroup, and the players knew the way we played in the first half wasn't us. And to be able to come out and correct that, you know, get the energy going and put on a second half like that, it's a really a tribute to our players.
To score on defense two times and a half with an offense that still was struggling to that point, what a boost.
It really is. You know, and I think we talked to our offense, defense, special teams that the unit's got to fight for who's going to determine whether we have victory. And we want to be competitive like that, and the defense, they did a great job today with that.
But it still came back to the offense. They had to put a drive together. I was sitting there talking to the game. Eli Manning had 31 game-winning drives in his career, five of them in the postseason. Your quarterback, Blake Bortles, hadn't had one yet, and here was his opportunity, and he was able to put together an 11-play, 55-yard drive.
What a credit. I mean, it's the whole offense, but Blake Bortles, how competitive he is, that's the stuff that we're seeing in practice, his competitive nature, and to have a drive like that, I'm just so excited for him and the offense, the way they bounced back. And he did a great job the whole game. His body language, his demeanor, really excited for him and the offense.
So you come in here with a ball in your hands. Did you get a game ball?
No. That's the team game ball. No, if anybody needs that, it's the whole team. I mean, what a to come back, like you said, I don't know, 18 points, whatever the deficit was. But it just really shows the character of this team, and that's why I'm excited for these guys.
Few injuries in today's game. Three guys of note. Andre Branch looks like he left with a groin that he re-injured. Kerry Fort left with a hamstring, and Austin Pasdor hamstring as well. Anything to report on these three guys?
No, I haven't had a chance to meet with the trainers yet, but we'll take a look at it and see. I know they're in the locker room with us after the game, so I'll get more of an update when we close off with the interviews.
All right, Gus, congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
There you have it, head coach Gus Bradley with Jeff Lagerman outside of the Jaguars' locker room. We'll come back in a moment. Jeff Lagerman inside the locker room. That'll be a happy place. The Jags' second home win of the season. First time they've won two home games in a season since 2011. Today, 25-24 win over the Giants. And Jaguars' postgame continues after this on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues. The final score at Everbank Field, 25-24. Jaguars, a late field goal for the win. They're now 2-10. At Geico, you have a choice of ways you could save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Cindric Marks had three tackles, two sacks, two tackles for loss, a forced fumble as well. He's with Jeff Lagerman right now, Jeff.
All right, thank you, JP. Cindric, you guys come in here at halftime. You're down 21-3. And what did you guys do? Go through some kind of transformation at halftime?
You know what? We came in and Gus basically said, this is not a yelling session. We're going to talk about what we've been doing. We ain't play our best ball. We just need to get back to what we do, what we've been preparing for all week, and go out and put on the show. You know, his entire message was the next play that's coming up is chapter 3, and we write the ending to the story. And you know, we went out and just do what we've been doing all week.
Oh boy, and it's not often that you go out there and do what you do and score points. I mean, as a defense, you guys were responsible for two touchdowns today. Boy, how big is that with an offense that's continuing to kind of find its groove?
You know what, and it's something that we've been saying it's something that we had to do. We had to take our defense to the next level by getting takeaways and scoring the ball. You know, if our offense is going to struggle at times, you know, we're going to need to pick up that slack, whether it's holding the team to zero or whether it's scoring on defense, you know. And we got to continue to do that day in and day out. And even if we keep that trend when our offense does score the ball, it makes our team that much better.
Excuse me. How about got something in my throat. Your young quarterback puts together an 11-play, 55-yard drive when it matters most.
Yeah, and that's huge for us, just driving the ball, a methodical drive. I mean, everybody doing their job, just going through what we've been doing all week, you know, just shows huge growth for when we needed it. And just by our team, our offense being that young, you know, our veterans had to continue to leave and our team had to continue to show that growth, you know, as we continue to go along. But it was great for them. It was great by them. It was great for them, and it was great for us as a team.
True veteran that jar, hand me a little bottle of water there for my cough. Thank you very much, Cindric. Right there when I was talking to Gus Bradley a few minutes ago, he walks into his office with a a ball. There's something behind that. He wouldn't fess up.
You know what? We just presented that to him. You know, not as, you know, because it was a big win for us. It was because our guts stayed behind us. You know, we're a team that haven't been finishing. We're a team, I mean, our record is not a winning record. But you know, we started out slow today, and he's still behind us. You know, you never see him throw his hat on the ground or kick up dirt. You know, he always stand behind us and continue to motivate us no matter what we're going through. He always continue to tell us that we're getting better, and we will, you know, eventually we'll get victory. So that was just a game ball to him for just continue to believe in us and noticing the team of young guys that continue to motivate us how you do.
All right, Sindar, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Jeff Lagerman in the Jags locker room with Sindarik Marks. How about that? What I tell you what a year Sindarik is having, Fred. This is unbelievable. What he's doing.
You go back to the preseason. He started out that very first preseason game out the gate, and even to this point, not the biggest guy, but, man, he utilizes his strengths. He's quick off the ball. He stays in the backfield penetrating. He's definitely one of the leaders up front.
He's the guy they took a chance on, and he took a chance on himself signing the one-year deal here last year, Fred, and played well enough to get the four-year extension and then has played better since signing the extension. You don't always see that with free agents.
Yeah, you know, when we have a chance to converse, you know, he just wants to be one of the best. He wants to be up there. We have pretty good guys in Marcus, the guy whose jersey number he's wearing. He wants to be as good as Marcus was, wants to make as many Pro Bowls as Marcus made. And I think he has an opportunity. He definitely has the potential to get it done, and his name will be recognizable as he continues to play well.
Other defensive leaders today, JT Thomas with the 12 tackles led the way. Telvin Smith again, double-digit tackle day all over the place again. Those two guys, the linebackers stepping out, and this is a group that had a different starting lineup last week and kind of equaled that again today with a good performance.
Those young guys, they're just hungry. You know, they just want to be out there. I think Telvin is still has a little bit of the juice from the FSU win last night. But those guys, I look forward to see them grow into the position. I want to see what they're going to do in the years to come.
Blake Bortles is a winning quarterback again. He is with Jeff Lagerman right now. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Blake, congratulations going against a quarterback and Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl winner. He's got 31 game-winning drives, and you got your first.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, good all-around game, you know, all three phases. Had a piece in the victory, so it was awesome. Defense played well, obviously scoring twice and, you know, ending the game like that. So it was fun to be a part of.
Has it been stressful, you know, the last couple of weeks with an offense that's, you know, so young and trying to grow to where you're not trying to press?
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, you go watch the film and there's all these opportunities that we're just missing and not really capitalizing on. And like it was like the first half today, you know. I mean, we were on three plays in the first quarter and, you know, don't get a whole lot of opportunities and missed on some we do and we can't do that. So got to try and limit that. But obviously played better in the second half.
Sindarik Marks gives the head coach a game ball there at the end. Here in the locker room, what has Gus Bradley meant to you as far as the consistency he shows?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. You know, I've never been around a guy like him. I don't know if there's a whole lot out there, but as a player, you know, he's everything and more you could ask for. He's a guy that shows up every day and has the same enthusiasm, and he makes you want to go play for him. And he's a guy that you can look up to and want to be like as well.
A couple of young guys you're growing with, Marquise Lee. Guy that you found on a deep ball. Take us through that one deep ball to Marquise Lee, because last week my partner in the booth, Tony Baselli, was sitting there going against the Indianapolis Colts. Just let Marquise run deep and let Blake throw him the ball.
Yeah, he can flat out fly. So when he gets an opportunity, and it's something we got to do more often, and it's in there every week in game planning, whether you know, I miss it or go somewhere else with it. But, I mean, he can go get it. You know, he can flat out fly. He made a great play, ran right by the guy, and made a good over-the-shoulder catch. So it was definitely a big play for us.
Congratulations on win number two and your first career game winner.
Thank you very much.
He is Blake Bortles with Jeff Lagerman in the Jaguars locker room. Gentlemen, it is time to pick an MVP of this game. And this might be a little difficult today, Fred. Who you got?
You know what? I want to football is the greatest team sport. I got to go with the entire defense. Outscored the offense. They said, let's not wait on the offense. They got it done. They finished the game. They closed it out. The best football game I've seen all year.
Mr. Dempsey.
I can't really argue with what he said, but for the
You're
sake.
You're wrong, Fred.
No, honestly, I was thinking Cinderic March.
I would have gone with Cinderic, but right. as an entire
he
unit.
He went with the whole defense.
Colvin had a play. All these other guys had
plays. I will give Blake Bortles a nod. Fred Taylor's going to have the tiebreaker here, but I'll give him a nod because he didn't turn it over today.
Yes.
Okay, and at the most important time, you finally got a chance to pull this game out. You could have wasted all those great defensive efforts out there today if you don't drive down and put them in position to score, hit the touchdown of Marquise Lee. So wasn't a great statistical game, but I thought Blake Bortles protected the football today and made big plays with his feet as well.
I'll go with Fred on this one. The first time in franchise history, the Jaguars have had two defensive touchdowns in one game.
How about that?
That is amazing.
Got it done today. The defense is the MVP of the game.
Defense.
And a round of applause.
I gave Blake a nod as well.
I gave him a nod too, man.
I gave him a nod. He deserves it.
Nods all around.
There's MVPs all for everybody.
How about some of that Kool-Aid Jeff was drinking?
Sipping
the Kool-Aid.
Bueller Swiss Watch Company is proud to be the official watch of the Jags. Bueller Swiss Watch is available at J. Roberts Jewelers in Jacksonville and Park Jewelers in Lake Mary. When we return, we will quiz Fred Taylor. The Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions are coming up. 25-24, Jags a winner over the Giants on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. Johnstown Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. And Jaguars postgame continues. Final score, 25-24. Jaguars over the Giants. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. It is time for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Fred, are you ready?
Let's do it.
A lot of folks calling about play calling over the last week from Jed Fish. How is it different today, and was it improved in your opinion?
I thought seeing a few more deep shots down the field, that was something different we hadn't seen. Getting Lee involved, utilizing his strength, that speed, and then making the adjustments. Instead of calling drop back passes, getting Blake out on the corners, get him out of the pocket, allow him to use his strength. And I thought that was a good change up.
Game ball for the entire defense today, Fred. The defense playing exceptionally well, scoring, even taking their recent play to a new level today. Can they continue to get better from where they are right now?
They can get better, and I'm sure they'll tell you they can get better. They didn't tackle great in the first half today, but they eventually put it together in the second half. And I think just looking at what they have done the entire year, they've gotten better each and every single week, so especially after the bye week. So I think they will get better.
Finally, can the Jags carry this kind of game momentum over? The Texans come in next week. They won 45-21 today. Can this carry over?
It will carry over.
I'm
going to say right now today, I guarantee that victory next week.
Oh!
I'm sincere about it. I am so sincere about this. Two in a row. Guaranteed.
Mark it down.
Guaranteed.
Fred Taylor.
That defense is going to eat that quarterback up.
Okay.
The defense is going to kill. They're going to be all over.
I like it. There they are. The Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers of the game and predictions of the game.
And predictions.
From Fred.
I'm drinking the very sugary Kool-Aid. like Lagerman.
May I have another, please?
Good for you. Well, more on this defense today. The pass rush has been there a lot of the year, and it's been spread out from different guys.
Yeah.
It's come from the outside some, from the middle a lot today. Cinderic Marks had two sacks again, but that's the thing. It's spread out. It's deep. It's a group that's the most veteran group on this team.
It is spread out. But you saw guys like Roy Miller, Big Red Ryan up there, stopped attacking the run, making those adjustments. And I like the young linebacking core. Those guys have stepped in there. You've seen multiple guys at those positions over the past couple weeks after Buzz had gone out. But those young guys, I think they're finding the home. I think they brought a little bit more speed to the defense, the front seven. And they're just flying all over the place, creating havoc. So I like to see them continue to grow and improve, as I said a second ago.
You mentioned tackling improved as the game went on, Fred. What changed that went from the Jags defense allowing a 19-play, 9-minute and 51-second scoring drive?
Unbelievable.
I mean, unbelievable by NFL standards. What changed from that to all the pressure that they were able to get in the second half? How did they get after Eli Manning in half number two?
You know, those things happen. I think after one of the offensive linemen went down, the game started to change a little bit. And guys, you know, I got to beat my guy. you know, collectively as a group, we got to say, look, guys, I challenge you, win your one-on-one matchups. And it seemed as though when those guys were presented with their one-on-one matchups up front across the board, they took advantage of it, and they got pressures. They were able to stuff the Giants or get better on first and second downs, and we're able to get into a few long yardage situations to create that pressure.
Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how you can get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months. There's no term contract and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 12/31/14. Restrictions apply. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. We'll come back in a moment on Jaguars postgame. The Bud Light play of the game. We've got a few choices today for the first time in a while. I'm going to take a vote on that, too.
Do it.
25-24. Jaguars a winner over the Giants. We continue after this on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back. Final score 25-24. Jaguars improved to 2-10 with a win over the Giants, who've dropped their seventh straight. Now, after starting 3-2, the Giants are 3-9 on the season. Incredible. And it seems like Tom, we were just talking about this during the break, Tom Coughlin's been back in the corner before, but not quite this big of a corner, Fred.
No, he's a great coach. And I don't use that term lightly. He is definitely a great coach. And he will find a way. He puts in the hour, the effort, the time. He's passionate about it. He's been in this situation time and time again. There are many other teams out there that will hire him in a heartbeat, as we mentioned. So I won't count him out. I'm sure he'll be able to return and continue to get those guys back on the winning track.
The seat has been hot before for Tom Coughlin, but when you've lost six in a row, you lose your seventh after leading 21-0 over a team that's won one game all season. I got to imagine the burner is turned up right now.
Yeah, a lot of newspaper columnists are typing away upstairs now in New York.
I mean, does the two Super Bowls have any bearing?
You would think it has some bearing on it.
What have you done for me lately, I guess?
Well, that is this business. Exactly.
Let's get to the highlights from today's game. It was all Giants early today. So the Giants punted opening drive. Jags go 3-and-out, gain 9 yards, but had to punt. But then a 19-play, 91-yard drive that ate up nearly 10 minutes of clock, moved it into the second quarter, in fact. Rashad Jennings from 2 yards away made it 7-zip New York.
They'll give it to Rashad. He is hit, but he runs through a tackle and scores from 2 yards out, and the Giants strike first.
7-zip, Jags go 3-and-out. Next drive, Manning to Parker. Touchdown, 14-zip.
Three receivers left, one right, straight drop. Manning looks, pump fakes, fires it again into the end zone. There's a flag down. They're calling a touchdown, but a flag through. It's going to go to Preston Parker if it stands. The flag was thrown in the end zone. It's interference on somebody.
But Preston Parker still able to find an opening for
Eli. Defense, number 52. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a touchdown.
14-0. Couple of drives into the ball game. Jags go 3-and-out again. They lost 5 yards on this next drive, so they had 4 total yards through 3 drives. Give it back to New York. 7 plays, 63 yards. Rashad Jennings' second touchdown of the game from 17 yards away.
2 right, 1 left. Jennings the running back. They toss it to Jennings. Runs right up the middle, inside the 15, inside the 10. Jennings still on his feet. Rashad Jennings has just scored for the Giants from 17 yards away. A 17-yard touchdown run. And the Giants have taken a 3-touchdown lead.
Quickly, Fred, how different is Jennings now from when he was in Jacksonville? What's the difference?
No, he's just downhill. He's running extremely hard. When he was here, he didn't have an opportunity to get those carries. And as the game went on, he got stronger. He's a big guy, and he's healthy now, and I think that's the difference.
Jaguars get a field goal 28 yards away. It was 21-3 at halftime. Giants with the lead. The Jags had the ball first. Go 9 plays. They punt it away. But then the Jaguars defense makes the Bud Light play of the game to get things going. Brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. A sack fumble recovered for a touchdown.
Play fake. Manning looks, and he's going to get swamped. Ball's out. The ball is on the ground. Let's see who comes. It is still loose. It's recovered by somebody in the end zone. Let's see who's got it. Jacksonville's recovered. That's a touchdown for the Jaguars. The ball was loose. Jacksonville recovered it. Touchdown, Jags!
21-10, the score, the play that turned the tide there. The missed field goal a little later by the Giants kept it 21-10. And the Jaguars offense. Bortles finds Marquise Lee. This was a drive that had some wildcat calls in it with Denard Robinson. Lewis had a catch on the drive, too, but then Marquise Lee reels in a 30-yard touchdown, or did he?
Bunch of linemen out to the left side, a funky formation, but Bortles is the quarterback, fires it down the right sideline for the end zone. Marquise Lee, touchdown Jacksonville! How do you like that? Bortles to Lee for the score!
Close on the end of the end zone there, but no review. And it's a touchdown, two-point conversion try. Maybe a little early. It's no good. It's 21-16. Jaguars defense on the next drive comes through again. A huge play, this time from the rookie Aaron Colvin.
Four receivers set. Jags crowd the line of scrimmage. They're pressing the wide receivers. Do they stay in man coverage? Straight drop. Manning steps up, fires it out to the right flat. He's got his tight end, but well, ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. It's picked up by Aaron Colvin. Aaron Colvin up the left sideline. Aaron Colvin inside the five. Aaron Colvin! Touchdown, Jacksonville! And the defense has given the Jags the lead.
Aaron Colvin's second NFL game. Forced the fumble, recovered it, took it back 41 yards. The two-point conversion try, no good. Jacksonville led 22-21. Brown hit a 33-yard field goal for the Giants a little later, 24-22 New York. It set up the Jaguars. Boy, Blake Bortles goes 11 plays, moves him 55 yards, and sets up Josh Scobie from 43 yards away for the win.
From 43 yards away. The snap is good. It is down. Josh gets it up. It is good. Josh Scobie right between the uprights, and the Jaguars with 28 seconds of play have taken a one-point lead over the New York Giants.
25-24, Jaguars defense back on the field. This summed up the day for the Jags and secured the win.
From the 20-yard line, three receivers plus a slot for Manning. Four-man front for Jacksonville. Straight drop. Manning looks. He's hit his sack. The ball is out. The ball is out. Jacksonville's recovered. Chris Clements fell on it, and the Jags are going to beat the New York Giants.
Final score, Jaguars 25, Giants 24. The Giants are 3-9. They've dropped seven straight. Jags improved to 2-10. We'll have an EverBank stats check. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up. Jags a winner. Two home wins this season, the Browns and the Giants. They'll get the Texans next week. We'll continue after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame continues. Final score 25-24, Jaguars over the Giants. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. It's time for an EverBank final stats check, guys, and let's get to the team stats. Giants, 22 first downs, plenty of those in the first half before the Jaguars defense kind of took over the game. Jags had 18 first downs. The third downs today, Giants 7 of 15. Jags were 3 of 12 on third downs today. Couldn't get much done early, those three and outs. Net yardage today, total 329 to 258. Giants led in that department. Rushing yards, 118 to 116. The Jaguars led. That long scramble by Bortles in the final drive was key on the rushing yardage today. Passing yardage, 213 to 140. Giants led in that department. But, of course, the biggest stat of the day is the turnovers. I mean, three fumbles, three recovered, a couple of defensive scores today. And when you win the turnover battle, as we say every week, you could probably win the ball game, Fred.
Especially for a young team. You know, all year we've pretty much almost lost the turnover battles and it's equal losses. But today, you know, Blake, he protected the ball. I didn't see him make any bad decisions at all throughout the day. So you win a turnover battle, you win the game.
Yeah, and not only win it, but win it decisively. Win it 3-0 and score off two of those directly. I mean, that's just huge plays because the stats individually aren't going to match up. But like you said, Blake protected the ball, threw for 194 yards today, 21 out of 35 passing, had the one touchdown, and led the way on the ground as well. Five carries for 68 yards.
Yeah.
And those are some big runs for Blake Bortles today, Fred.
Those are huge. I mean, not just for Blake, but when you look at the offense, I think the Giants were ranked 31st against the run. And then last week, playing an Indy team, with the what they had just given up in rushing. I wanted to see more from the running game today, but I didn't. But we did do enough to get it done. Blake, he did enough to help that cause, and we got it done.
Denard, not a big day for him either, 11 for 44. But when he ran out of the pistol formation, you know, the kind of the wildcat formation, yeah, if you want to call it, had a couple of his most effective runs of the game right there.
I mean, if you give him a few more carries in there, give him 9 more carries, I mean, then the averages get better. He had 4 yards for WAP. You know, it's not bad. You can live with that.
Sure.
It's consistent running. That's what you want. You want to be able to move the chains. So you can take that. I'll take that.
Receivers-wise.
No, right now, I would definitely take it.
Receivers-wise for the Jags, Marquise Lee led the way 6 for 75, averaged 12.5 yards a catch, including that touchdown. Allen Hurns, 4 grabs for 42 yards. Looked at one point like he got his bell rung pretty good, yeah, but they checked him out, and he was able to come back. And he had 4 for 42. Cecil with 4 for 35 today. So, Blake able to spread the wealth around a little bit today.
There you have it. Everbank final stats check. Would you have liked to be a Wildcat guy, Fred?
I would have loved to have played that position. I look at it now like, man. The pistol formation, man. You know, it's a lot. It's so much. And I understand how the guys that had played before me, when they look back on the game and say, you guys don't know how lucky you are. You don't know what you have. But I would love to have done the Wildcat. We tried it in New England, but I don't want to talk about that.
Didn't go so well. Okay.
No.
Easy enough. We'll come back in a moment. Scores around the National Football League. Plenty left with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Final score in Jacksonville. The Jags improved to 2-10, a 25-24 win over the New York Giants. More after this on Jaguars Radio. Scores, 25-24, the Jags over the New York Giants in Week 13. Let's look around the National Football League. Some games active. The later games have started. The Falcons lead the Cardinals 17-7. That is in Atlanta, early second quarter. This is a great game. Could be a Super Bowl preview at Lambeau Field today. A couple of Crosby field goals for the Packers, and they lead the Patriots 6-0 late in the first quarter. The game tonight, Broncos at the Chiefs. That's a good matchup in the AFC West tonight on NBC. Final scores from earlier. Colts roll over the Redskins 49-27. 6 touchdowns from Fitzpatrick for the Texans today. They beat the Titans 45-21. Texans are in here next week. Bills over the Browns 26-10. Manziel came in the game, tried to rally the Browns, had a rushing touchdown in this one. But the Bills hold on. They're 7-5. The Chargers with 21 fourth-quarter points. They scored one late to beat the Ravens in Baltimore, 34-33. Great game. The Ravens are 7-5. And of course, the Jags have the Ravens a little later in the season in Baltimore. The Bengals today get a 14-13 win on the road in Tampa Bay. The Bucs fall to 2-10, and the Bengals are now 8-3-1. The Rams had a 38-point first half. They rout the Raiders 52-0 in St. Louis. You rarely see that kind of score in the National Football League, Fred. What happened there? My
52
goodness.
52-0.
Zero. Nothing.
I can't even comment on it. I just laugh at it.
That's not it.
Whoa.
You'd never see that, but it happened today in St. Louis. The Saints are now 5-7. They get a road win in Pittsburgh, 35-32 over the Steelers. Breeze had 5 touchdown passes today. The Vikings had a couple of punt blocks returned for touchdowns, and they roll over the Panthers 31-13. Lions 34, Bears 17. That was on Thanksgiving, of course. Other Thanksgiving scores, Eagles over the Cowboys 33-10. The Seahawks over the Niners on Thursday as well, 19-3. That's your look around Week 13 in the National Football League. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey in a moment. Final score in Jacksonville, 25-24. Jaguars improved to 2-10 with a win over the New York Giants. More after this on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars improved to 2-10 with a 25-24 win over the New York Giants. Coughlin and the Giants have now dropped 7 consecutive games after starting 3-2. Jaguars get 2 home wins in a season for the first time since the 2011 campaign, and even the all-time series with the Giants, 3 up and 3 down. This injury report is presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Well, Pastor had the hamstring injury, was out of the ball game, like an upper hamstring it looked like. Andre Branch, groin injury, out again today. Though he came back maybe a week or two early. Not sure the severity there, but obviously left the game with a groin injury again. Kari Fort, linebacker, hamstring. And Marquise Lee limped off late in that ball game. He was laying on the sideline last we saw, so I haven't really seen any reports of anything from the locker room after, Mike. So those are the major ones today. So some notable names on the injury report.
Yeah,
today.
Definitely some notable names, particularly with J.J. Watt coming to town. You wonder about your offensive line. That's going to be a question, I think, Fred, going forward into next week. And, boy, we don't know, and maybe there'll be nothing here, but you don't want anything right now to disrupt the little bit of flow that Marquise Lee has gotten over the last couple of weeks, right? I mean, he had the one big play last week. We said, oh, okay, and then he followed that up with a nice performance today. You want to see him build on that over the last four games of the year.
I think as the season continues to go, he'll continue to – his confidence will grow. You know, give him opportunity, give him those targets, and allow him a chance to go out and utilize his assets. He's the fastest guy on the team by far. And we want to put that to work, see what he has. Hitting him there on a slant, he was able to run after the catch and get some yards after the catch. So I think I would like to see he and Blake connect a little bit more so we can know what to expect or look forward to in the future as they continue to play together and grow together.
You want to see Branch get back and healthy as soon as possible, but that's the one area of the team that you can afford an injury right now because of the depth and all these guys, variety of guys. We talked about it in the pregame, and it continued again today. You're getting it from Alawal. You're getting it from Ryan Davis and Clemens and Sendarek and all these guys working together.
The good thing is we have depth up front. You know, if I were Branch, I understand he wants to play. Yeah, you want to play, but you have to be smart. The groin is an extremely tricky injury, all of those soft tissue injuries. And I like for him to make sure it's resting and heal properly and get him, you know, towards the end of the year.
There you have it, the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. We'll come back in a moment, preview the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars next week at Everbank Field. But today, celebrating a 25-24 win over the New York Giants, the Jaguars improved to 2-10. We'll wrap it up after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final segment of Jaguars postgame. Jaguars win it 25-24 over the New York Giants in Week 13. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor from the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. We heard from Gus Bradley earlier, and you know the interview, the first word with the head coach with Jeff Loggeman outside of the Jags locker room, and the first question was, hey, is that a game ball? And Gus kind of avoided that. Why is that, Fred?
It's Gus. I think that's who he is. That's his character. You know, he's a guy who – he's a coach who was brought in here, you know, for defensive reasons. He had great defenses in Seattle. He wants more. You know, it's a game. It was a good game, very good game. They won a game, but he doesn't want the credit. He doesn't want the credit to go off, you know, the team because it's a team win. The defense did great, but he's humble. He's always been that way, and you got to respect him for that. And as Sendarek said, those guys will go to war for him because he's always the same, you know, and no matter. I remember the first time I met Gus, he said, look, how I am in August is how you'll find me in December. And he's been consistent as any coach that I've ever dealt with, and I respect and admire him for it.
You're saying Tom was not consistent?
Oh, no, Tom was mean.
Consistently.
Yeah, consistently, exactly.
You know, one quick thing. You're right about Gus because he does downplay that. His quarterback walks in those same exact footsteps. As you heard Blake get asked about, take us through the touchdown pass to Marquise Lee. You would have thought Marquise threw the ball to himself as much as he deflects attention and praise, you know, and he pointed out how Marquise beat his man, how he made a nice over-the-shoulder catch. He threw a really good ball in there to him as well.
So, ball.
Like coach, like quarterback, I guess, in terms of deflecting the praise.
I think they've been seeing the same specialist, same life coach.
Nice. Hey, you know, one thing we have not mentioned yet, we will in the final couple minutes here, it's Alumni Weekend, Homecoming Weekend. Oh, yeah. About 50 guys from all over the country came in for a big dinner last night, the festivities today. Mm-hmm. We saw photos of you and Jimmy out with the Bold City Brigade before the game, doing the run around and all that. Just overall, this weekend in general, seeing all the guys again. Pretty cool.
It was great. It was great. You know, last night at dinner, reliving some, you know, situations, some moments, a lot of coughing stories. Guys got on the podium and shared their coughing stories. But I think overall, I think how everyone embraced Jimmy, just seeing Jimmy come back, the ovation he got in the stadium right there, it was amazing. And not only that, this year we decided not to induct anyone in the Ring of Honor during homecoming week. I think we should do that more often if we're going to win the games. So they sent this out. It was good. It was good. It was a way to handle homecoming week with a victory. I like that.
Who decides that? You said we decide. Do you have input? Do the alumni players have input into the pride of the Jaguars? Or is that just the organization from the top down?
I think off air, me and JP, we spoke briefly about criteria and keeping it exclusive and special, you know, and trying to figure out if it's going to be years down the road or whatever. We don't decide it. To answer your question, we don't have a say in it. I think the first couple – Mark, the Weavers, Brunel, and myself, I think those were pretty much shoo-ins. It just comes to time and when. So I think we have to be able to create a criteria for the next group of players that are going to go up there. We have some special guys, but we don't have just 20 years. We're a young organization.
You got to keep that bar pretty high, though.
You want to keep it high, and that's absolutely what I mean. You want to keep it high. So I don't know. Maybe something for conversation for Mr. Khan. Mark, Lamping, and the guys that are possibly in there now, I don't know. I'm open to whatever if they want to include me. Like my say means anything.
I'm sure.
But, you know, whatever it is. But I know a few other guys that definitely belong in there now, in my opinion.
Baselli's in a car somewhere going, wait a minute, I didn't hear my name mentioned. I'm the charter member of this whole thing as well. So,
yes, he is.
Next week, the Houston Texans come in. They come in hot, too. They're 500 now. They had a big offensive day today. And obviously, they have some defense down in Houston, too, Fred. And it'll be quite a task next week against the Texans.
I'm looking forward to the O-line D-line matchup. I think they have a pretty good player in Watt down there at the in D-tackle, and he'll move around everywhere. So all of the offensive linemen, I think they need to lace their boots up extra tight next week because they're going to all get a taste. They're trying to find a crack to get to Blake. They want to make a few mistakes.
And by the way, when J.J. Watt is in the game on a goal line situation on the offense, they will throw him the football.
Oh, yeah.
Scored his third touchdown of the year today.
It's 100% New England. You know, you go and look back when they put Vrabel in that situation. So, and it's 100%. They don't change a lot. They don't change a whole lot.
Fred, well done as always. We'll talk to you next week before the Texans and the Jets.
That's right. Let's do it.
There he is, Fred Taylor.
Suit up.
He wants to play next week.
Love it.
And beat the division rivals here at home. We'll talk to you next week. Well done, Mike, as well. That's it. For those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, the Scoreboard Show is next. Your calls, 1-800-355-NFL1, 1-800-355-6351. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Loggeman, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good afternoon. Final score, Jaguars 25, Giants 24 on the Jaguars Radio Network.